Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by this early Tuesday morning and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to start out with a beautiful song by I Am They, titled, My Feet Are on the Rock. Worship with me.
See the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds, they try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock. I can feel the waters rise. I can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. Solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
Amen. My feet are on the rock. And I don't know about you, but I will continually keep my feet on the rock. You know, I was thinking today as I started to make this podcast, I've actually been going to make this podcast for about 3 days now, and it just is never the perfect moment. And it's just something keeps coming up. But today was the day. And as I looked at the date, it's December 19th. And occasionally, sometimes, I'll talk about this. You know, God gives us numbers for a reason. There's even a book in the Bible called Numbers. You know, He made in Genesis, He made, you know, said, let there be light on the first day, the second day, third day, He did something, so on and so on. Well, the number 19 biblically means heroes of faith. And if you go to Hebrews 11:1, It says, faith is a substance that is hoped for. The evidence of things not seen, right? And if you continue to read it on through chapter 11 in Hebrew, you know, it talks about the different people of faith that they would call heroes of faith. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and so many. It's a beautiful chapter on faith. And I would call it the Faith Hall of Fame chapter if you got to reading it. And then it'll carry you over to some more scripture in other areas that talks about having that unwavering faith. And, you know, the scripture simply says, you know, faith is the substance hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen, right? Well, as I think of that scripture, and as I was thinking of it before I had started to prepare to do the podcast this morning, it made me think of the word hope. And way back, probably 17 years ago, almost 18 years ago. It was about 18 and a half years ago, actually. This May will be 19 years. There we go again. This May will be 19 years. I remember, and I've spoke about this before on my podcast, I remember packing away at the office that I was leaving and resigning from that job, as I packed everything from my office into boxes. And I was just thinking quietly to myself, not out loud, but I thought, Lord, whatever the plans that you have for my life, I just want to spread hope. And I remember, it wasn't too long after that. The reason I resigned was because of health issues. And it's been a long journey, all those 18 and a half, almost 19 years ago. And but God showed me during that summer what hope stood for, what He was showing me in my, for me, and maybe for you too, is H stands for healing. Once we find healing in our life, whatever we may be going through, whatever season you may be in right now, I encourage you, I even challenge you to get into that cocoon or maybe get into some quiet time. And when I say cocoon, I mean, you know, there's a time that you have to walk through healing. And, you know, you have to get into that secret place of the Most High. You know what? Being with God is that secret place. And that's why I call it a cocoon. You know, it's like, you know, we draw closer to God. You know, we get into the Word. We listen to worship music. We pray. We let Him, one by one, work on us in areas that are not fun. They're not fun to work on. But that healing has to take place in order for God to use you. So get into that quiet place today, or that season. Take some time to fill your cup, love on yourself. And I'm preaching to myself here when I say that. You know, because as a mother, as a grandmother, you know, sometimes we are natural givers, you know, and we give a lot to others and we forget sometimes to take care of ourselves. And, but there's a season. Sometimes it's more than just a season. Sometimes it's many years. God's wanting to walk you through a process of healing. So Hope, H stands for that process of healing. Once you have started to heal from some of your past wounds, then it opens you up. The O stands for open. You start to slowly open up like that cocoon is, you know. And when you're in that cocoon, you know, you don't know what's happening. You know, it's painful. That butterfly, that caterpillar is trying to come out, you know. But inside there, it's not ready yet. It has to heal. It has to grow some more. You know, the more you grow, the more you glow, the more you shine, right? And sometimes that growing, oh, it's not fun. It's dark inside there, you know, and God's asking you to revisit some of those past wounds, maybe way, way back in your childhood. Maybe most recently, depending on what you've been through, whether it's a loss, whether, you know, it's a lot of trauma you've experienced in your life, whatever it may be, God wants to heal those wounds so that He can start to slowly open you up and you can start to see the purpose that He has for you, the calling that He has for you. And you know, every one of you out there, you have a calling. It's been there since you were born. But a lot of times as we journey through life, you know, it gets kind of hidden. It gets kind of shoved down, maybe by trauma that you've been through, or abuse that you've been through, or a lot of loss in your life, a lot of grief, a lot of shame. And the enemy wants you to stay there. He wants you to stay there buried inside that cocoon. He wants you to die in there. He doesn't want you to heal. He wants you to stay right there where you're at, stuck. Stuck inside that cocoon. Because, you know, a caterpillar, it can get stuck. And if you see a caterpillar, and if you come along and you try to help it out of its cocoon, you will actually kill it. You could kill it. And it could fall to the ground. And, you know, it would not become that beautiful butterfly that it's supposed to be. And that's the way God is trying to work in our lives. He wants to heal us, for us to walk through healing of all the wounds in our life, and then slowly open us up so that we can see and get some purpose in our life, to see what our true God-given purpose is, our God-given calling is. And then once you have healed, after He opens you up and you find that purpose that you were always meant to do, then He enlightens you to go out into the world to encourage others to find their God-given purpose. And that's the beauty of hope. God wants you to walk in healing. He wants you to open up to see your God-given purpose so He can enlighten you to go out and encourage others. That, hey, I have been through this. I have conquered this. This is my testimony. And you can make it too, with God on your side. So think about that today. And if you feel like you're in that season where you're in a silent place, or in a dark place. Usually that's right where God has you planted at the time. And you know, sometimes, you know, think about as you're going through this season and God is working on you. He takes things little by little to work on us. You know, there's certain things, it's just little by little. And last week I noticed I was having a particularly rough few days physically. And I had quite a bit to get done last week. And I had to travel for a doctor's appointment for a bit of a distance. Not too far, but it was a bit of a distance. And I was just praying for strength that day. And I was looking at my to-do list, and there was just so many things, you know, I needed to get done that day. It was starting to overwhelm me. And then I stopped for a moment and I paused and I said, okay, Lord, you help me through this moment, because I can't get through this day until I get through these moments, right? So as I went to my appointment, I got through that moment. Then I got through another errand. Then I got through another one. Then I took a break. And then I still had quite a bit to do, you know, before I could go home that evening. And a lot of times we start to feel like when we got this long checklist, whether it's in our head or on paper, we've got to get it all done at one time, right? Well, on that day, I left the area and I was headed back towards where the area I live in. And my grandson says, hey, can we stop by this store? You know, I was wanting to look at this and they have that there, you know. And I said, sure, we can do that. And I wasn't planning on, you know, stopping there right at that perfect moment or at the certain moment. As I did, I pulled up and there was this, I call a beautiful rose in the moment. There was someone there, a couple people there, I had not seen in quite some time, quite a bit of time. And I had been praying for a little while that they would cross my path and I would get to see them, you know? And I wasn't thinking, you know, about that prayer I had prayed that day. But as I pulled up into the parking spot, my grandson said, hey, look. And I was so excited. I got tears in my eyes, even thinking about it now. It's just like, I call these roses in the moments because it's like God saying, I hear you. I hear you, Andrea. I'm listening. He hears you out there. The things that you've prayed for, you may have felt like you've prayed for them for years. But one day, that prayer will be answered when you least expect it. And, you know, it was a beautiful rose in the moment. And I had conversation with the people I seen for a little bit. And it just, like, so made my day. And the very next day, I had got another precious phone call. And it was just... like, wow. It's like I felt like God was just saying, I haven't forgot you. I haven't forgot the prayers you prayed. And when this person called and I heard their voice, it was like, wow. And it wasn't a long conversation. It was just a few moments. And And it was just perfect timing. And God knew that I needed to hear from them right at that moment, you know, just to confirm some things in my spirit. So never get too busy to let God, you know, drop you those little roses in the moments. And it's just when you least expect it, when you feel like, you know, you've just went as long as you can go and, you know, you just can't push any further, you know. He pops down those little roses. He says, I gotcha. I gotcha. So remember that, you know, when you're traveling along your way and going through your day, and just learn to let God have his way in your life and let him walk you step by step, moment by moment, through healing, just through your everyday life, because he can make things a little bit lighter and not feel so heavy during this process. And then before you know it, you'll come out of that cocoon and you'll be this beautiful butterfly. So I hope that encouraged you. I just wanted to share that with you today as I was thinking about talking about, you know, going through that healing process. It reminded me of, you know, how God reminds us that he's still there and answering those prayers. They may not get all answered at one time, but when they do, oh, are they beautiful. And I want to share the Jesus calling with you today. It says it so beautifully, as it always does. It says, to not be weighed down by the clutter in your life. Amen. Lots of little chores to do sometimes, in no particular order. If you focus too much on these petty tasks, trying to get them all out of the way, you will discover that they are endless. They can eat up as much time as you devote to them. So true. Instead of trying to do all your chores at once, choose the ones that need to be done today. Let the rest slip into the background of your mind so I can be in the forefront of your awareness. So true. Remember that your ultimate goal is living close to me, being responsive to my intentions. I can communicate with you most readily when your mind is uncluttered and turned towards me. So true. Seek my face continually throughout this day. Let my presence bring order to your thoughts, infusing peace into your entire being. Amen. Let my presence bring order to your thoughts, infusing peace into your entire being. That's so true. He can give you that peace that passes all understanding. A scripture that comes to my mind as I was reading that is Proverbs 3:5. It's one of my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your steps. Oh, will he so direct your steps? And at the bottom of the Jesus calling, it always has scripture references, and there's one scripture, Matthew 6:33, one of my favorites also. And Matthew 6:33 says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, because today has enough trouble of its own. So therefore, just get through today and God will take care of tomorrow, right? I love that scripture. It's one of my favorites. So try to remember that as you're going through your journey today and through the season of life that you may be in. Just trust God and worry about just today and getting through today's task at hand, and then God will lead you through the rest. And let me say a prayer with you before we end today. Lord, I come to you and I uplift all those out there listening. Lord, you know the season of life that they're in. Lord, you know the journey they're on. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them during this time. You would bring healing to places that they need healing. You would bring peace to their mind where they are troubled. You would give them courage to continue to move forward and not look back. And Lord, in this moment, in every moment forward, I ask that you would let them feel you walking by their side from every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And remember this today. There's a book I've been reading. It says, Words Matter. It's just little quotes. And I thought this just sums everything up so beautifully. When God speaks to you, he does so from where you are going, not from where you are currently, right? So remember that the place that you're in right now, God sees a wider picture. He speaks to you from where you're going to be headed, and that's moving forward. He doesn't speak to you from a place of shame, a place of guilt. He doesn't speak to you from those wounds that you may have encountered in your life. He doesn't speak to you where you feel bound by chains. He speaks to you where up ahead, you're going to feel free like that butterfly. That's where you're going to find your freedom in him. So just remember that. He speaks to you from where you're headed. So you keep looking forward. And you keep pressing forward. Because there's something beautiful and magnificent up ahead. And I wanted to leave another beautiful song with you. I've been listening to quite a bit the past couple of weeks. And it's by I Am They Again. And it's called Found My Freedom in You. Be encouraged.
This ain't a song about chains, 'cause my chains are gone. This ain't a song about the past, 'cause I'm moving on. No more songs about guilty, with words like regret. Every melody sounding like mercy instead. Sing a song about chains. No, my chains are gone. I found my freedom in you. I found a joy I can't lose. And thank God it's true. You wrapped your arms around me, and heaven broke through from the moment you found me. I found my freedom in you. That was paid. Yeah. I wanna sing about the blood that washed my sins away. Yeah. No more songs about broken with.
new name. Found that good grace. Found that healing. And the tears fell down my face when I found my beginning that has no ending. Found that second chance. Found my best friend. Found my forgiveness. Found my happiness. I've been singing ever since. I found my freedom in you. I found a joy I can't lose. And I thank God it's true. You wrapped your arms around me. And heaven broke through from the moment you found me.
And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.